Com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Shelley is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelley visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Join us for the world's largest tailgate party. Johnsonville's Big Taste Grill and Big Bike Weekend. It's bikes and brats at the Holiday Inn on Hilltop Drive in Reading for 3 days. October 11th, 12th, and 13th, the Thunder returns to Hilltop Drive. Riders win over $3,000 in prizes, starting off with the Real Estate Group's Friday Raffle Ride. It's kickstands up at 1 p.m. The Real Estate Group will be your guide, where each stop earns you a raffle ticket and a chance to win a prize. And there's free entertainment for everyone. Freestyle street bike stunt shows, motor officers test riding skills in competitions, belly dancing and martial arts demonstrations, the Oakland Raiderettes, and a swimsuit contest. New bikes on display, bands throughout the weekend, vendor village and food court. Big Bike Weekend, October 11th, 12th, and 13th. Go to BigBikeWeekend.com for registration and event schedule. BigBikeWeekend.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot, 605-4567 is our phone number. It's 45 degrees out there. Big Bike Weekend. Yes, that better go. I've gotten my bike ready for this. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts, and locally owned, family operated. It's getting to be cold. It's time for the propane. Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Call Chuck in out there. 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, family operated. All right. Our guest is Craig Downer, who's written The Wild Horse Conspiracy, about wild horses, but also what's happening to them. Okay. Craig, you're saying is that the BLM is systematically eliminating wild horses from their land?
Yeah, nearly so, and they're setting them up for being dysfunctional herds that aren't really genetically viable, and they're not allowed to adapt to the ecosystem through the natural processes. So in my book, as I say, my book is primarily a positive one, although I do reveal what's wrong. The law is still the law, and I have put forth there in chapter four, a solution called reserve design, whereby we can design reserves for naturally self-stabilizing populations. I explain how to do that. So I hope people can get my book. It's available both in print and as an ebook on Amazon.com. You just Google The Wild Horse Conspiracy and my name, and it'll come up. And now, if you get the book in print, you can also get the ebook for just $3 more, or if you just want the ebook by itself or the print book.
The BLM, when you're saying this, is how long has this been going on? Is this something that started in the last, 4 years, 5 years, 20 years? What?
It became really bad. The law was passed in 71, and there was a lot of areas that should have been designated that were illegally ignored, and there was a lot of shenanigans in the first years. But basically, when they settled on about 53.5 million acres, I felt that in the 70s they were trying to be fair, and I met quite a few of the wildlife biologists there, and I knew some of them. But things started to go south in the 1980s, and they haven't got better. They just they get progressively worse. And
so how when you, how what is the percentage of the herds that would you say have disappeared then? 10%, 20, 25?
No, I would say around at least around at least one half of the original acres that should have been declared are now have
okay.
No.
So it comes down then to it's the acreage and the land essentially. And when they do away with that, they have no place to forage, and then now they're competing with ranchers and other.
Well, exactly. Things. They're being set up. For example, the law says that the land that is legally theirs, a minor portion of the public lands, shall be devoted principally to the welfare and benefit of the wild horse and burros. But what you find, according to my calculations, is that on average, they give 82% of the forage to the cattle and sheep within their legal areas. So this is just a blatant, you know, disregard of the core intent of the act, and they need to apply their authority, you know, so that these animals have a fairer share. And a lot of cases, they just give some ridiculously low so-called appropriate management level that's now that doesn't stand a chance, you know, in keeping the herds to survive in the long term. So they're being set up, you know, and squeezed out, and they don't apply their authority under the implied federal water rights that come with the law to.
Well, when we get back,
we've got sufficient water in a lot of these arid areas, you know.
Well, we've got to take a break. When we get back. Let's ask Craig, is why do you think the Obama administration is letting this happen? And when we get back, I'll be right back after that's, yeah. That's my little teaser to get people on the other end here, yeah, Craig. Okay, work with me here. Okay. We'll be right back right after these messages. Our guest Craig Downer has written The Wild Horse Conspiracy. We'll be right back.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kath and I want to thank everybody who ordered their kerosene early. Johnny and Bethy are getting married pretty soon, so for their honeymoon, we're going to send them to Heater College. I think that'll be a pretty good wedding present. In Corning, Robin is busy with all the farmers and ranchers, so fill up those tanks before the rain sets in and check out her new building. In Weaverville, we've been very busy delivering kerosene every day, so call Michelle and get your orders in before the snow flies. We have clear kerosene now for all the portable heaters in your container or ours, and we just got in a shipment of 5-gallon barbecue bottles for all the propane. Be sure to stop by any of our plants and check out the new Toyotomi kerosene heaters and the on-demand hot water heaters. And remember, estimates are always free. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Reading, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. It is 45 degrees out there and 7:55 in the morning. Our lines are 605-4567 and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff can give a guarantee that other shops don't. He will repair it or you get your money back. Small chips and cracks up to over 24 inches in length. Give him a call at 241-8373, 241-8373. He's located at 3208 Market Street, right here in Reading. Jeff Worst, good guy. Craig Downer, author of The Wild Horse Conspiracy, is our guest. And the book is about the wild horses in America and how their land has been slowly or quickly taken away, which takes away almost their chance to survive. Is that it, Craig?
Yeah, this national plan against which I was an official plaintiff is just a prescription for, you know, it's a mockery of the true intention of the act. I mean, who's ever running this program does not appreciate the spirit and the great love of freedom and of the horse.
And I agree, Craig. You know, how many horses are there? How many wild horses are there?
Hopefully there's around 30,000 left, but when you divide that among, you know, hundreds and hundreds of legal areas, each little area can be just a tiny little isolated group that's kind of dying out. So, you know, it's very easy to use words and create a hysteria about wild horse overpopulation, but that is such a lie. They're not overpopulated. They're terribly underpopulated. And I just think, you know, this is a wonderful opportunity for people to learn to share and to share freedom in the land with a magnificent fellow species in this case, one that has really put man where he is today because of their intelligence and strength and willingness to work with man. But that's, to me, was the great beauty of the Wild Horse Act, is it said, well, let's give these animals some due and give them some freedom. Let them be themselves, you know, on some small portion of the American land.
Well, I think that there ought to be room for this, Craig. And yeah. It's sad to think that they're not. They're a part of our heritage. You know, I'm not going to say I'm an expert on, you know, on the lands and where they are, but it seems like we as a nation that we ought to be able to find enough land to let, a part of history roam. I mean, are we going to tear down the Washington Monument? Let it go?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the Mustangs are.
Many of these herds, you know, date back to the early settlers or even back to the Spanish. And as I write in my book, there may have been remnants of the original horses here that interbred. It appears to me in chapter one, I go into all the evidences that that seem to be ignored that actually brings the horse right up to shortly before Columbus arrived. There's fossils that have been dated and a petroglyph that I myself found, and also geoglyphs that have been dated to 900 years ago. And
Craig,
all this evidence, you know, that shows they're really deeply rooted here.
Uh-huh. Hey, Craig, we've got less than a minute left. Okay. Tell everybody where they can get your book. And,
yeah, they can get it at Lyons Bookstore. They have a lot of books there. And just go on Amazon.com and call up The Wild Horse Conspiracy and my name, Craig Downer, and it'll come right up. And I have a really good opportunity now. I just set up so that if a person gets the printed book, they can get the e-book just for $3 more.
Okay. All right. Now, you know, Craig is an ecologist and has been studying the wild horse, the herds and everything. That's why I wanted to have you on, because I believe, Craig, is that there's room out there for wild horses. And that we don't have to push them out.
Issue, you know, right. It's what we live for, and they're very inspiring.
We've got to run. Thank you very much for being on. Hey, we got to take a quick break for the news. We're going to come back and talk about how to save you money, plus a few other things. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Obama meets with Senate Republicans today. SRN's Linda Kenyon has more.
The president has met with House Democrats and Republicans and Senate Democrats. The only group left is the Senate Republicans. And the top Senate Republican has low expectations for the meeting.
If this is just a meeting where he simply reiterates that he won't negotiate, then it certainly won't be very productive.
Senator Mitch McConnell reiterates Republicans want to negotiate about a government funding bill before they agree to reopen the shuttered federal government. The president continues to say open the government first, then he'll negotiate on anything that Republicans want. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
Among the senators planning to attend that very meeting today, Senator Ted Cruz, who joked today as he spoke at the Family Research Council's annual Values Voter Summit here in Washington, that if he doesn't make a reappearance after those talks, his supporters nowhere to try and find him.
I very much hope tomorrow morning I don't wake up amidst the Syrian rebels.
In the meantime, Cruz says he is sticking with what he considers a first step to turning the country in the right direction.
It is the model that we have been following together for the last couple of months to stop that train wreck, that disaster, that nightmare that is Obamacare.
About 2,000 people gathered here in the nation's capital to hear from some of the country's leading conservative speakers. The Obama administration says it will now allow states to use their own money to reopen some national parks that have been closed because of the government shutdown. Martina Rockstetter says a flyover is a great way to see the Grand Canyon for those who can afford it, since the Park Service has closed access down.
It's a once in a lifetime. You can come next month or so. So you planned it and you paid it and you can get into it.
She spoke to KNXV-TV. Governors in at least four states have asked for authority to reopen national parks within their borders because of the economic impact caused by the park closures. This is SRN News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. That's 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
Safety advocates say that lives and property are at greater risk because auto recalls and investigations of safety defects have been put on hold during the partial government shutdown.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration furloughed employees who investigate safety complaints and ordered car makers to recall vehicles. While the public can still file safety complaints through the agency's website, no one has been looking into them since the shutdown started last week. Investigations previously underway have been halted.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Manufacturers can still voluntarily recall vehicles, but major recalls are often the result of negotiations between the government and automakers. Two Orthodox rabbis and eight other men have been arrested in an FBI sting in New Jersey and New York for allegedly charging thousands of dollars to women seeking a divorce from a reluctant husband. The FBI claims that the rabbis involved even talked about using electric cattle prods over the husbands to force them to agree to the terms. This is SRN News. Blood banks are declaring fewer critical shortages these days and, in some cases, cutting staff in response to dwindling demand for blood, the result of fewer elective surgeries, and it's largely an economic decision, according to Dr. Daryl Treluzzi, the medical director of the Institute for Transfusion Medicine.
Many people elected not to go for elective surgery, and surgery volumes dropped and blood use dropped, and then people began to implement measures to reduce the need for blood.
The nation's blood collection system is undergone a dramatic change from just about 10 years ago when there was a great fear of a major blood shortage. No longer the case. A farmer in North Dakota says he discovered a huge oil spill 12 days before state officials disclosed it publicly. Farmer Stephen Jensen says while he was harvesting wheat, he saw crude bubbling up from the ground and found a break in an underground pipeline. Officials now say the oil has finally stopped and the spill has been contained. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, our second hour here on October the 11th, Friday, Big Bike Weekend. We'll try and get updates for that for Big Bike Weekend here. I know that Connie's down at the city clerk's office, I think city or county clerk's office, trying to get those permits that just, we'll talk about that in a minute. Good morning. It's, good morning, Savannah.
Good morning.
Hey, our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and hop in our chat room. Good morning, Joe, and others that are in there. Let's start off with Susan Eastman as we go to our Wells Fargo advisor for our Wells Fargo Market Minute. Good morning, Susan.
Well, happy Friday to you, Carl.
It's going
to
be a great Friday, Susan.
It's a great
day. Are you going to be riding this weekend?
No.
Relaxing.
I'll take a walk down Hilltop and see those riders. So,
That'll be fun.
Good. Well, major averages are mixed right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 18 points at 15,144. The S&P 500 is off fractionally at 1692. The NASDAQ Composite is positive 5 points at 3,766. Some of the day's biggest movers, Valero Energy up $1.08 at $36.65, Gap down $2.68, trading at $36.80, General Motors up 18 cents at $35.03. For local stocks of interest, Walmart down 72 cents at $74.07, Costco off 79 cents at $114.91, Target down 90 cents at $62.55. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.66% and the 30-year bond 3.71%. For commodities, gold is down $29 an ounce at $1,267. Silver off 65 cents at $21. Crude oil down $1.22, trading at $101 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05. You know what? There's too much going on Wall Street that, you know, the average person is not going to be able to handle this. That's why we have Susan and Kathy and Steve and Josh and Chris to watch Wall Street for you and to help you with investments and help you with what's going on there. Give them a call. 243-7561. 243-7561. Go down there. Say hello. Head down to Park Marina Drive or give them a call. 243-7561 to find out what's going on down there. You know, I know what's going on down there because I get a lot of sleep. Yes, I go onto my sleep number bed where I have a 40 number, where Linda's, of course, is, her number is, sleep number is 45, which means it's probably, her side is firmer than my side, but guess what? You know what? I just know as Elk Killer likes my side better because Elk Killer is also a 40 kind of guy. The thing about sleep numbers is how much time do you spend in bed? Really? You know, Savannah, I mean, when you think about it, would you spend like, 7 or 8 hours? And sometimes you're studying, you're reading. It doesn't mean you're sleeping all the time, but you want to be comfortable when you're laying
there. I'm like usually in my bed. Like if I'm home, I'm probably doing homework in my bed. Honestly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you spend a lot of time in bed. Why not have a bed that one is guaranteed for life and two, made in America, but three, you can set it for the firmness or the softness that you want. You can have a bed on both sides. They have different numbers on it. So then if you may be at 100 while you're studying, but then sleeping at 40. And you can do that with a Sleep Number bed. They feature the dual air technology, and you can sleep the way that you want. Right now, at the Sleep Number store, and I'm going to tell you where that is in just a minute, you can save up to $700 on their final closeout of the Performance Series mattress sets. This ends Monday, October 14th. This ends this Monday. So you're going to be able to save $700 on the final closeout of these mattress sets. I can't say enough about them. Linda and I have not ever slept better since we had our Sleep Number beds. They're located, of course, in the Target Shopping Center. If you look going into the Target Shopping Center, they're out there. They're behind the McDonald's over there on the side next to the Vitamin Shop and the Subway in there. The people inside the Sleep Number shop are just outstanding. They will help you find that bed that's going to fit you. Made in America. Guaranteed for life. Sleep Number. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. And how you're going to save some money, get your house ready for the winter, and just some other things, too, about the government and a couple other numbers to call. And we've had people writing into us about the fire tax. We're going to talk about that, too. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Papa Bear, you're in the clear. Now put the pedal to the metal and take the checkered flag.
And the Black Bear Diner car takes the checkered flag.
Sugar Bear, that was the biggest thrill of my life. My inner bear is almost completely satisfied.
I know what you mean, buddy. There's just one more thing we have left to do. Celebrate at the Black Bear Diner.
Well, I can already taste the classic comfort food, like the slow-cooked pot roast served with mashed potatoes and country gravy.
That does sound delicious, but I think I'm going for a salad. Maybe the Chinese chicken salad, the grilled steak salad, or a classic taco salad. It's going to be a tough decision.
Heck, we won the race, Sugar Bear. Let's order it all.
I'm not really sure my inner bear is that hungry.
The Black Bear Diner. Good old-fashioned family food.
Good old-fashioned family food. Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Rekar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Rekar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Rekar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Rekar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Pichelli Lane in Reading.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You know, when I see that, I just kind of like the Blues Brothers. I feel like, you know, like getting out my harmonica and going with Jake and out there singing. Did you see a movie, Blues Brothers?
I didn't see the movie. I've heard so much about it, though. He's just staring at me.
You know what? You just made me feel older. Don't ever do that. Okay, Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors, our friends down there at Crown Motors. You know, neighbors giving you great deals. You know, they're your local Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge Ram, and Ford dealership. Give them a call at 223-2177 or just stop by 555 Cypress Avenue. You know, if it's new, previously owned, car, truck, or SUV, they're going to be able to help you, and their service department is just outstanding. Redding Crown Motors. Okay, I said I was going to help. You know, we've got a lot of updates here, and we'll get to those in a while. But one of the things I did want to say is that Big Bike Weekend, Connie Granola is down there at City Hall as we speak, looking at those permits. Now, these permits for Big Bike Weekend were at 5:05 last night. Yesterday afternoon, new permits were dropped on Big Bike Weekend. That these are ones, according to the people I've talked to from Big Bike Weekend, I have not talked to the city, I've not talked to them, but from the people from Big Bike Weekend, they're very clear, these were not permits they had ever had to have before. So Connie's down there. I'm sure she's getting them right now. I can't imagine the city or county, whichever one, I think they said she was going to the city clerk. I can't imagine that they, meaning the bureaucrats, would actually cancel Big Bike Weekend because of three or four permits about a tent and, you know, in a gathering or something. Anyway, but we'll find out. Hopefully we'll find out before, you know, we're going to be on till noon today live. So we'll find out and we'll be able to tell everybody. Okay. The other thing too is we're talking fire tax, and I got an email. They said that they have raised the fire tax to $152.74. So instead of being $150, it's $152, and nobody yet can find anything they've done to fight a fire with this money at all. So the people that have lost your homes and the buildings up there in Clover, now you owe $152 instead of $150. I don't think that makes you feel any better. All right. I said we were going to save you money. You know, Fridays we try to have a little bit lighter show, but things that can help people. You know, we have, you know, the wild horse conspiracy. Oh, we're killing off all the Mustangs. Okay. Now we're going to talk to Telly Vinci, our friends from Alliance Heating and Air. But we're going to talk about, you know, it's getting to be cold here. And, you know, we're talking at 46 degrees right now. Might have gone up a couple of degrees. But the cost of electricity going up in the city of Redding, and if you're not in the city of Redding, but PG&E, it's going up. There's no way around it. It just keeps going up. So the only thing you can do then is to try to use less electricity. And how do you do that? And that's what we're going to talk about with Telly here. Good morning, Telly.
Good morning.
Are you, you know, thanks for coming by today.
Thank you for having me.
I know that Martin was coming by, but Martin's involved in Big Bike Weekend and he's off someplace this morning.
Yes, he is.
I can't wait to find out about this. You know, Martin's a great guy. You know, people, my electric bill this year, I mean, even when we cut back, you can look at it and says how much you used last year and how much this year, but my bill's higher because of the 7% increase. It seems like every other month they add something on there. But people can save money.
Yes.
And what would you say, I mean, when you go to a, what would you tell people is the major thing that they can do themselves to save money?
I think making sure you have your unit maintenanced, keep up on the maintenance programs and have that checked at least twice a year. Setting the thermostat is a huge thing.
Okay, when we say setting the thermostat, is that keeping it at, what do you mean, by keeping it at one temperature and keeping it level without changing it or what? Is there something about the thermostat?
Well, if you're going to have it set at one temperature, usually 68 is a good setting to keep it on if you're going to be home. If you're going to be leaving the home, then you want to set it down even lower. You don't want it running when you're not there. You want to keep it warm, but you don't want it to be too high, and you don't want to put it too low. That way, when you do get home, you're going to have to crank it up, and then it's going to work even harder.
So 68 during the winter, you would say. What about during the summer?
Usually maybe 78.
Okay.
You can have some fans, and if you keep it at a constant setting, then it's just going to kick on when it needs to. So you're not going to let your house get down, say, in the winter when you leave the house to go to work. You want to drop it down even farther, but you don't want to turn it off. Then your house is going to get, you know, 50, 60 degrees in there, and you're going to come home and you're going to click it on, and then it's going to have to work even harder to maintain that heat that you wanted at.
The thermostats, is there, do you all, or can you have it checked to make sure it's working properly?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, it's because I'm positive ours doesn't work exactly right, because of its location close to the, outside. Mm-hmm. And I think that it has, you know, that I see it reading a completely different temperature than I know that's inside the house.
Yes, definitely. You should try not to have a thermostat on an outside wall because that wall does tend to take in different readings. But you can have it checked. You can make sure. And there's also settings you can put on there for weekdays. You can program it yourself ahead of time and have it run Monday through Friday between certain hours, have it stay at a certain temperature, and it'll automatically change so you're not constantly having to change it.
Okay. When you say, the other thing too, and we talk about this, is when you're maintaining your units, is going down there, having the filters changed and all this.
Yes. Filter changing is so important, and a lot of people don't think about that. The filters get built up with so many different things. You need to change them. They have washable filters you can purchase, that you can just take out and wash them. Or we come out and we will service everything for you. We'll change the filters for you. We'll see where the problem areas are and we can even check the ductwork, but definitely changing the filters is huge.
I know that we have a program with you, but you know, this is the big thing. If you want to, what we're trying to get at is if you've got to lower your energy costs, you have to make sure everything's working well. And so in this case with the, changing filters is a huge thing. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Telly Vinci is my guest. What we want to do is bring out all the things about how you can save money during the winter here with the cold coming on. And with the cost of electricity, there's a lot of people out there that just don't have the money. So what they end up doing is wearing coats and sweaters and being cold when they don't really have to if their system is up to par. And then other things they can do even to check and to have it checked. But we'll be right back.
Visit our model home today in Clover Creek by Palomar Builders, providing the newest technology and energy efficiency, all with open, spacious floor plans. Amenities include granite slab countertops, decorative crown molding tile floors, stylish kitchens with large islands, amazing master bathrooms, and much more. All homes are built with quality, CertainTeed installation installed by Meeks Lumber and Hardware. Thermally efficient CertainTeed installation is non-corrosive, does not absorb moisture, and provides excellent acoustics. CertainTeed installation is also Green Guard certified, just another outstanding quality amenity you'll find in all the quality built homes in Clover Creek Village by Palomar, including walking trails within the Creek Preserve. With interest rates and prices comparable to that of an older home, contact Lori Stevens of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for more information. Lori Stevens at 604-5559. Palomar Builders, continuing to provide quality built new homes in our community, now in Clover Creek Village.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusty wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Extreme Hobbies is your number one source for electric and nitro RC car parts. Their new retail store is now open in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Michelli Lane. With the holidays right around the corner, now's the perfect time to stop by Extreme Hobbies and check out the best selection of RC cars, trucks, and parts. And don't forget about the new quad rotor helicopters, perfect for flying indoors or outside on a sunny Reading day. Give them a call at 355-2520. Extreme Hobbies, where the customer is number one.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebot, good morning. October the 11th, is it still 46? It can't be. Is it still 46?
46 degrees.
46 degrees, but it's going to be beautiful this weekend. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Our friends down there, I mean, in-store deli with just great food. The Redding's largest selection of natural foods and supplements, raw foods, raw milk, organic, you name it, they have it. The North State's nutrition experts at Orchard Nutrition. Plus, they've got a new line of gluten-free food that is great, easy to fix, and healthy and good for you. Any type of allergies you have, that this can help. Give them a call at 244-9141, Orchard Nutrition, or stop by on Locust Street. They're right in that Cypress Square Barbershop, Cypress Square Shopping Center. And as you drive in, just stop by. And like I said, you get a sandwich from the deli, but just anything you could possibly want. Extremely friendly, extremely knowledgeable. Orchard Nutrition. Some good news. Big Bike Weekend is on. Well, what happened is, and you know, a big shout out for, this is a big shout out for Redding Fire Marshal Mike Bachmeyer. He says that it was, you know, this was a misunderstanding. And he said they were just doing this, catching up on routine inspections to ensure the event is safe, which is what they're supposed to do. And he said, I'm sorry that this got across that they were thinking about canceling the event. He never had the intent for doing that. They were just trying to catch up on things, according to, Fire Marshal Bachmeyer. Anyway, it's on. It's going to be starting today. It's going to be on Hilltop down here in Redding. It's close to the Holiday Inn. Everything's going to be in those general areas. Everything's gone. Everything's on. And thanks a lot to Redding Fire Marshal Michael Bachmeyer, who took quick action on this when he found out that there was a misunderstanding and we have it fixed. Thanks a lot. And thanks a lot to our people out at Big Bike Weekend. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on Hilltop today. Make sure you get down there. And tomorrow, of course, the Veterans Ride starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, and you want to make sure you go for that. Linda and I'll be riding in that one. So we'll be, it should be a great time. All right. I'm sorry to take your time here, Telly Vincey. And we're here talking about how to keep your house warm, but not cost you $1 million due to all your electric cost. One of the things, we talked about maintaining units. The ductwork is, you know, one of the things when they, I had to have a whole new system put in a couple of years ago. first of all, you cannot even imagine the fact that the California laws are so different from everybody else. They're moving things. They had to move them like a foot, you know, all the, you know, electrical panels and everything, but the ductwork. And then they had to come in and inspect the ductwork. The city does. And
yes.
Okay, ductwork is just unbelievable. But that's a huge thing because you got holes in the ductwork. Your heat or air is going everywhere else but where it's supposed to be.
Yes, the air loss can be a huge factor in your energy bill. And so they've passed all these different requirements in the Title 24 that states it has to be at under a certain percentage. If you replace a system and you do not replace the ductwork, then you have to pass it under 15%. And you would be surprised how many homes we go to and we do our pretest. It can be 50, 60% air loss. And they're wondering why certain rooms aren't cooling or heating, or it's just not working properly. If you replace the ductwork as well, then we're having you pass at 6% or under, which, I mean, imagine going from 50, 60% air loss to only 4 or 5%.
That's what we were running into, is that I think we were having like 40%, and then they replaced all the ductwork that, you know, brought it up. And then, you know, and it does. The city comes in and checks it. They seal everything.
Yes.
And they run dye through it or something, not dye, but something that they can see. And they can find all the little leaks there, and they will not sign off until it's less than 15%. Which,
yes.
We know, frankly, that's good because that means all the air is going where it should be then.
Correct. Alliance Heating and Air, when we install the ductwork or even just changing out a system, we do a duct test. And with the new Title 24 requirements, then we have to have a third-party duct testing company come behind us and verify our work. So the inspector that comes out from the city or county – depending on where you are. They will verify all of the paperwork. They'll verify all the numbers, and they will actually inspect it themselves to make sure that all the numbers are correct, so you are assured that you have the leakage that we state.
Okay, so now this is two things that you can do right away to save yourself a lot of money this winter and in for the summer, is have maintain your units, have the filters changed, have the setting of the thermostats. And if you think your thermostat is, there's something wrong with the thermostat, that you can have them check that and make sure that's working okay. The other one is to have your ducts checked. The ductworks checked for leaks, and to have that and to have those repaired, because that can save you a lot of money. If for some reason the furnace or the heater is running all the time, the air pump is running all the time, it's probably because it's escaping. Something's escaping.
Or one could have actually disconnected. There's tons of times you go out to a home and they're having a certain problem. They do an inspection and the ductwork has completely
dropped,
disconnected.
Because it's under the house and may be hard to get to.
Or there might be certain animals that get in underneath, or in the attic. They have problems with any type of rodents or stray cats, something coming in, and they could rip them apart.
There's a raccoon in your duct.
There can be. We've seen lots and lots of things, and they will come disconnected, or they will chew through them.
Okay.
And there's your air loss.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We have some other things. You know, smoke alarms and carbon monoxide alarms are the law. We're going to talk about that when we get back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. The president this morning holding another meeting on the stalemate in Washington, this time with Senate Republicans.
The big meeting was yesterday with House Republicans. No breakthrough, but afterwards the tone from the GOP was different.
Hopefully we can see a way forward.
The White House, too, called it a good meeting, but a sticking point appears to be that while Republicans have offered a short-term increase in the debt ceiling, they have not offered to end the partial government shutdown.
Fox Radio's Mike Makowicz. As that shutdown continues to hurt places that count on tourism dollars, some states given the green light to reach into their own pockets to pay to reopen national parks.
This is a good option. It's going to help protect the economy of rural Utah. We are open for business.
Gary Herbert, the governor of Utah, which will reopen its national parks and monuments under the deal, which cost it up to $1.67 million. Fox News, we report, you decide.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for the best value in entertainment. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for life and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. You can also save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. And of course, Dish is home to the award-winning technology like the Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see where the real value is. Free HD for life. Premium channels free for 3 months. Scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Plus, extra savings when you bundle with DishNet high-speed internet service. The same channels simply cost less with Dish. Visit B&T Satellite, your local Dish authorized retailer, or call Big Doug. That's 244-3684.
Limited time offer, 24-month agreement, and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, auto pay and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Attention North State homeowners. Are your utility bills too high? Do you wish there was another option? There is. The Powerhouse Advantage program can instantly reduce your electric bill by as much as 20%. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Powerhouse Solar is now installing a state-of-the-art SunPower solar system with no upfront costs, nothing to buy, no maintenance fees, no installation fees. System design, permits, installation, and maintenance are all included. We handle everything for you. There's never been a better time to make the switch to solar. Call today and receive a free custom solar home analysis. To find out more information, call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600. Don't wait for those high summer utility bills. Start saving money and upgrade your home to solar today. Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600. That's 275-5600. Or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Friday. It's Big Bike Weekend. We're going to be riding the Harleys. Yes. Do I sound too happy? You know what? When you wake up in the morning and you hear, hey, there's some permits that didn't happen. It may be bad. And then you find out an hour later that just a misunderstanding that these it was never going to be put off. Hey, we're working with them. Thanks a lot to the fire marshal, Bachmeyer. Hey, no, we're working with everybody. I don't know how that word got out, but we never attended that. You know, so now we're back on again. Everybody's happy. Beer and Brats, the largest outdoor grill for beer and brats in the United States, going to be right here at Reading for Big Bike Weekend. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, my friends down there. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. See, so you need to get your hair cut. Ride your Harley down there. Get your hair cut at man's last stronghold. And then go to Beer and Brats. Anyway. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, my friends down there. Okay, you know, we've been talking about a lot of things. Your fire tax got raised too. Can you imagine how people feel? And my guest is Tilly Vinci. I mean, this has got nothing to do with what she's talking about. Can you imagine if you lost your house in a Clover fire, and then you get a bill that are going out this week that says, oh, by the way, your fire tax has just been raised to $152.74.
I'd be pretty angry.
I just find it abhorrent that people will pass bills that are, you know, specifically address people that live in the rural areas and say, oh, you're not covered by this. You know, you need to pay more. And then it doesn't go to equipment or anything. It just goes to bureaucracies. It bothers me. Okay. Hey, what we're doing though is we've got good news here. We're talking about how you can save money this winter. I mean, immediately you can start saving money. Is that right?
Immediately.
That's right. Immediately, because just on like two or three things to do. And let me just summarize them up to now. You can do things by setting your thermostats.
Yes.
Setting them at a steady pace so that the house does not go up and down, up and down, up and down. And keeping your units maintained. And, of course, you know, our friends from Alliance, we always recommend them. But changing the filters or cleaning the filters make a huge difference. The other thing is get somebody to check out your ducts and to make sure that that they're still attached to the unit. No, let me tell you, it's under my house, and we've got two separate systems. So you have to kind of like crawl under parts there to look and find out where everything is. And we've had our ducts were damaged, and who knows how long that had been, you know, when we bought the house. So, that's important. That can save you a lot of money. But then one of the things your expertise in, of course, is smoke alarms and carbon monoxide alarms. Those are not nice to haves anymore. Is that right?
They are must haves. They did. They passed a law January 2010 requiring that every home have a certain amount of carbon monoxide and smoke alarms. And because the building inspectors cannot go door to door and check every single home, then what triggers them to check is when you have a building permit pulled. So we come out, we change out your heating and air system. We also need to verify that you have all of your smoke alarms and carbon monoxide alarms. When the inspector comes out to sign off on that permit, check your duct work and make sure the installation was done up to code, they will check for those.
Well, I guess so then, and this has been, when did they pass that law?
2010, January.
Well, I guess then they must have checked on ours then. I don't remember that happening, but,
yeah, there's an affidavit. There's an affidavit you can fill out also and send in that states you have to have a smoke alarm in each sleeping area. Even if you have a den or an office, that is considered a sleeping area, and one carbon monoxide alarm in the hallways leading up to the sleeping areas.
So you're talking about not just numerous smoke alarms, you're talking about numerous carbon monoxide.
If you have a one-story home and it is not a split plan, you can have one carbon monoxide alarm.
What's the carbon monoxide alarm for? I mean, I know carbon monoxide will kill you, but is, I mean, if, where would it come from?
It can come from many different sources. Any type of gas that emits it from your home, from your heating system. It's even in your vehicles. It can be.
I know. So what you're saying is if you have a leak maybe in your gas, if you've got a gas system, that it could get into the house and then that could cause carbon. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, I see.
It's very, very important. Very important to have the carbon monoxide alarm in the house as well. And you want to put that in the hallway that leads to the sleeping areas as close to the bedrooms as possible. About halfway down the wall, because carbon monoxide is a heavy gas.
Yeah, and it's not something you want to put on the ceiling. You want to put it down closer.
Exactly. And the smoke alarms. If you have a split floor plan, then you have to have one on each side. If you have a two-story home, then you have to have a carbon monoxide alarm and at least one smoke alarm on each level.
Yeah, you know, this may sound silly to people, but it happens every year. People that use charcoal in their house to heat their house because their electricity has been cut off or whatever they're trying to do. That kills people. It kills people every year.
Absolutely. It can.
Because of the carbon monoxide that comes off that.
Yes.
And yet, watch it. Just, you know, Google it or look in the papers. I'll bet you'll see this winter somebody died because they used a barbecue to keep warm in their house.
Very, very unsafe.
Okay. My guest is Telly Vinci. When we come back, we're going to talk about our last parts here about the maintenance program one more time, about the importance of this, how to save energy and how you can save $10 right away just with our help. Telly Vinci here from Alliance Heating and Air. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460.
With fall looming, it's time to think about controlling rain and wind damage. So when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment. All available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or preparing for erosion control, call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs and keep your equipment running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Whether for sales, parts, or service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. 226-922.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460. Community Radio for the North State.
This Friday night, local football action continues with the Valley Bowl, live right here on KCNR 1460. It's the 3-2 Central Valley Falcons hosting the 4-1 West Valley Eagles in the city of Shasta Lake. Coverage begins at 6:50 p.m. with the Friday night football pregame show built by Muse Concrete. Two high-scoring offenses and a classic rivalry. The Valley Bowl, Central Valley and West Valley, on the pulse of Shasta County. KCNR 1460.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This Sunday, we're joined by the owners of Drake's Bay Oyster Company, a popular oyster farm at the Point Reyes National Seashore. They bought Drake's Bay in 2004. Now they're trying to keep the feds from shutting it down and turning it into wilderness, despite the fact many environmentalists support their oyster farm. Kevin and Nancy Lunny join us this week on We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, Friday, October the 11th. It's Big Bike Weekend this weekend. A lot of other things going on too, but Big Bike Weekend is starting today. Linda, in fact, I hope Linda she's getting her stuff ready for the rides. 48 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. It's getting a little chilly though. It was 45 this morning, and we're talking with Lion's Heat and Air, but we're talking to Telly Vincey. And frankly, Telly and I are having great conversations on the break, have nothing to do with maintaining your furnaces or air conditioning units, but this is really important for a way to save money. But talking about other things, sports and Common Core, and because her children are involved in that, and it's some surprises. So we'll take a break, and she'll be, when she's on her way back to, back to the real world, and we'll talk a bit about this. Anyway, the big things that we want to talk about is the maintenance repair, the importance of the maintenance programs, and that'll cut your repairs. The importance of maintenance programs because
it absolutely cuts down on your repair costs. Having your system maintained at least twice a year, spring and fall, is what we recommend. Changing the filters, having everything checked, making sure that everything's working properly, getting it vacuumed out, and testing all the safety aspects alone really can cut down on any future repairs you may need just by catching it ahead of time or doing preventative maintenance on it. And we have very good programs we offer for that for both commercial and residential.
Okay, and then setting of the thermostats, the checking the ductwork, and all this. And all this is all everything that should happen when during that maintenance program, right?
Yes.
Now, if you mention Free Fire Radio.
$10 off.
$10 off maintenance. You get it. Mention Carl and Linda. Mention Free Fire Radio. Mention Harley's. Any of those things that you could possibly connect to Linda and I. Dean Martin, Gold Diggers, any of those things. Just anything you could connect to us, there you get $10 off. Is that right?
Yes. Call us at 221-2642 this morning or this afternoon or whenever you get a moment, and we will give you $10 off that maintenance.
We talk about people, and, I know Martin, and we've been doing business for a few years, and he just walked in one day. And I can say is that we've had nothing but highly professional service and great service from Alliance Heating and Air. And can't say enough about it. And our maintenance is due. And we're making
You are due.
I know. So we'll make our appointment here too, because the cost of electricity is just getting so, even when you're trying, it is still going up every year, my friends, and we'll continue to do that because of the laws that we have passed in the state of California, making us go to renewable energy sources by the year 2020, and there are not enough renewable energy sources, and you don't count hydroelectricity because the people in Southern California don't have dams. So somehow that impacts on us. Anyway. Hey, thanks a lot, Telly.
Thank you for having me.
And, this is just common sense for people to do. But, when they get hit with I know people get hit with, $1,000 or more electric bills. $1,000 or more. And you ask them, when's the last time you checked this place out? And it was like, oh, 4, 5, 6 years ago. People don't think about it. And when we got hit with electric bills this summer, I fell on the floor and I drooled.
Yes.
And because you have an older house, and even having an older house, things like, maybe the cost of double painting or maybe or putting up shades to hold everything in.
Insulation.
Now, that's another big thing too.
Yes.
Is insulation. Okay. Telly Vincey, Alliance Heating and Air. Do we have a question for her before she's off? Okay. We're going to do, Telly, thank you very much for being here, and tell Martin I'll see him out on the bikes this weekend.
He will see you tonight.
Okay. Hey, great job. Great job. Okay. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBot, KCNR 1460.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054, or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Did you lose my
music decided not to play.
Savannah. Okay, hey, let's go to, Friday, KCNR 1460, Carl Linda Bott. It's Friday. You know, right after this show, we're going to be doing Outside the Wire. We've got James Reamer, and it's coming in here, who's wrote Ardmore. He's a local author, and this is a horror story, and it's set, you know, in the Midwest. And the hero is a casket salesman. But he's done a lot of research on this and ghosts and strange behaviors. And he's going to be here to talk about that. Plus he's got another book coming out about the supernatural, that things that he has researched and found. That's going to be on, Outside the Wire. I think you're going to have a great time with this one. I know I will. But let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. You have we've been talking about Big Bike Weekly, and I hope you've got good news like we just heard.
Yes, we got great news. Listen, we were able to work with the city and the fire marshal last night, and there was just some confusion, but everything has been taken care of, and a Big Bike will be on as planned today, starting at noon.
You know, that's great. No, I saw that, and I'm so happy to see that it was just a misunderstanding, it looks like.
Yes.
And that nobody is, there's no blood, no foul here. Just got everybody,
no.
It got everybody's mind back on it. I think this was a plan that you had. And
yes,
I just got my shirt that's got the Big Bike Weekend. I've got my name on it. You know what? I'm going to wear this all day. Let me wear this for 3 days. Probably Linda will tell me to stop wearing it at some point. But,
Well, thank you so much for all of your support, and, tell everybody out there in the listening audience to come on down. It's going to be beautiful weather all weekend and noon today, and then tomorrow morning all day and Saturday and Sunday until 2:00.
Okay, now we have the Remembrance Ride tonight starting around 5,
yep.
And we have,
correct,
of course, the Veterans Ride tomorrow starting at 9.
Correct.
Beer and Brats, which is the largest Beer and Brats, outdoor cooking place in the world, or just?
Oh, it's huge. I just looked at this thing. It looks like it's half the size of a football field.
You gotta like it. Music, beer, dancing. It's, you know what, vendors, everything you can imagine. It's going to be a great weekend. Perfect weather.
We got a little bit of everything down here, so come on down.
All right. Okay, we'll be there later on today. All right, thanks a lot, Terry.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay. Hey, you know, this is a good way to end the week. Good things are happening. You know, last night, we went to the heels, hats and, handbags.
Handbags.
Right? And, you know, that Linda, you know, it was for the One Safe Place. And they did really well last night. And ladies were all dressed up. They had awards for, you know, for hats and dress and like this. And then there was like 15 of us gentlemen that were there. I don't know, gentlemen, but there was 15 of us there in tuxedos to be escorts and do those kind of things, you know, carry bags. And that went off really well. The Haven Humane is adopting dogs out again. That's good news. There's a lot of good news going on. Yeah, I can go back and we can hammer what's happening. The good news also is this. Remember the, when we've talked about, we railed against, as rightly so, about our fallen heroes coming back to America and the government would not pay their death gratuity or their death benefits or fly their parents back to Dover to meet them. And Fisher House Foundation flew them back. And then, but this has been worked out again, finally, but it should have never gotten that far, but that was been worked out. So that everybody, you know, that this will not happen again. I can't imagine why it even began to happen, but that's good news. That's happened. Actually, the Republicans and the Democrats are talking. I'm not sure what's going to happen. The thing about it is how much has the government shutdown affected you? It seems like there's more and more people going back to work when you look at it at any point. I talked to somebody yesterday. They got so upset. They have no right to do this. They're changing the government. They're stopping the government. I mean, he was really excited about this. Well, you know what? It's not shutting down the government, and it's not all the Republicans. They're shutting down. You know what? 87% of the government is still, guess what, moving on. 87% of the government is still working. And you can pass, you know, you want a continuing resolution. Okay. You know, what about what's going on? You know, you talk about Obamacare. Oh, you can't shut it down for Obamacare. What about the debt ceiling? Oh, well, okay. Maybe you can shut it down about the debt ceiling, about how much money we spent. Okay. Anyway, but you know, we didn't go there today. I got a phone call yesterday afternoon from a listener that is just screaming about the Republicans backing down. Frankly, my friends, this is what I think. And think about this weekend. Think about this weekend. Our government, just like our society, works on relationships. It works on relationships. It works on rules. It works on one thing of being able to see and to work together. Frankly, when they don't work together for the good of our nation, then everybody suffers. And no, this isn't just the Republicans. Obama is right in there. He has done so many things that are almost dictatorial. He acts like a king at times. Laws are passed and he says, don't enforce these laws. Change this law. Change that law. That's wrong. You can't just arbitrarily give your buddies a break. We have laws about that. You know, and the biggest example I can tell you right now is telling businesses they don't have to, you know, sign up for Obamacare. They gave them a year off, but they didn't give the little guy, me, they didn't give Savannah. Did you get a break on this? Don't you have to sign up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Savannah, you're one of those fat cats though, right? You make millions of dollars a year, right? Do you have a lobbyist down in Washington DC that's sitting there in one of the senators or congressmen's laps right now, licking their face?
I don't think so either.
So Savannah has to go in, you know, and buy this. But the businesses don't. Why is that? He just changed that law, changed that aspect of Obamacare. That's what he did. Congress goes back and approves it and says, okay, why don't you give the little people, the people you're supposed to stand up for, why don't you give them a break? You know why? Because they don't have a lobbyist sitting in their lap licking their face. All right? Okay. Or maybe it's the other way around. Our elected officials are sitting in lobbyists' laps, licking their faces. The bottom line is this. Both sides. There's more than enough room for both sides here to get spanked. And what they need to do is get back to the place where you can reach across. You can disagree civilly, like you can on this show. We disagree civilly with people. And at the end of it, there's no hatred there. I can have this one gentleman come in that thinks all Republicans should be executed for treason. I swear he said it right here on the show. I said, all Republicans should be executed for treason? He goes, well, that's the sentence for treason. I said, all Republicans? He goes, well, I said, you mean like Linda? Linda's Republican. She should be executed for treason. Well, you know, I'm thinking more like politicians. I mean, it was, but at the end of it, we walked out, and I was, you know, and he said, hey, you know, can you help me with getting my business, getting the word out about my business? Yeah, sure. It's that kind of thing. Why can't we have that level of civility in national politics? And it's state politics. And God knows, I hope it never gets down to the city and the county. Maybe it has. There are parts of it that are very uncivil. So I guess if I have a message, if I have one thing to think about, one thing to say here on the show for the thoughts of this weekend, besides just have a great time out there at Big Bike Weekend, come on down and join us down there, is civility. We talk about bullying in schools. Let's stop bullying people in our government. Let's stop the government, stop the bullying of each other and the people that elected them there. Let's work together. Let's try that. It doesn't mean that you have to agree with them. It just means you have to be able to work with them. I want you everybody to have a great weekend. There's so many great things happening this weekend. Join us Monday. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? And I'll
keep this world. The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Yesterday, it was the House Republican leadership. Today, it's Senate GOP leaders meeting with President Obama at the White House, talking about what it will take to reopen the government and Republican demands that the country's serious economic challenges be addressed. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell describes today's meeting as
a good opportunity to engage in a frank exchange of ideas with the president, if that's what he's looking for. But if all the president wants is to just drag us over there to say he won't negotiate, that won't be particularly productive.
It's day 11 of the partial government shutdown. This year's Nobel Peace Prize goes to the OPCW. That's the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. That's the international group that's working on destroying serious chemical weapons. Also at SRNnews.com.
We have a couple of years to turn this country around, or we go off the cliff to oblivion.
Republican Senate.